in the limelight.
A new statistical report on the Zionist regime's most recent assault on Gaza shows the unbearable price paid by Palestinians for the maintenance of a Jewish state in Palestine. Please stay with us for an article in this regard, written by Maureen Claire Murphy, writer. This article is published under the heading, Gaza Pays the Price for Jewish State in Palestine. This is the first part of this article. A new statistical report on the Zionist regime's most recent assault on Gaza shows the unbearable price paid by Palestinians for the maintenance of a Jewish state in Palestine. Authored by three Palestinian human rights organizations, including Al Mizan, the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, and Al Haq, the report examines the full-scale military offensive endured by Gazans for 11 days in May last year. The extensive damage that the Zionist regime wrought on Gaza further compounded the long-lasting humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip after 14 years of intensified closure and economic blockade, a form of collective punishment prohibited under international law. The Zionist regime, meanwhile, closed its crossings with Gaza during the May escalation. Two children referred for medical treatment outside the coastal enclave died waiting for access, according to the human rights groups. A rigorous field survey by those groups found that 240 Palestinians were killed by the Zionist regime's occupation forces during the 11-day offensive. Of them, 151 were civilians and 89 belonged to armed groups, though 10 of the latter were not actively participating in hostilities when they were killed. Among the 151 civilians killed, 59 were children, 54 were men, and 38 were women. The vast majority, 111 people, were killed by weapons fired from the Zionist regime fire jets. Nearly half of the total 240 people killed in Gaza during the war, and all but one of the women killed, were at home at the time of the Zionist regime's strike that ended their lives. One-third of the total 240 people killed were engaged in military action at the time. The human rights groups note the large number of casualties compared to the short duration of the military operation and the overall number of civilians, including children and women, killed. The use of overwhelming force against civilians is a key Israeli regime's military strategy. That strategy, the Zahiyeh Doctrine, is named for the Beirut suburb heavily bombarded by the Zionist regime in 2006, when it was roundly defeated by Hezbollah. By using indiscriminate and disproportionate force, the Zionist regime aims to restore deterrence and turn the targeted civilian population against the armed resistance, whether it be Hezbollah in Lebanon or Hamas in Gaza. In both places, the Zahiyeh Doctrine has failed to turn the people against the resistance, which has in both in Lebanon and Gaza increased its capacity and capabilities. During May last year, Palestinian unity across geographic and political divides galvanized in ways not seen in years and inspired renewed global solidarity. The May war began after the Zionist regime's police stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque while it was filled with worshippers, injuring hundreds. Tensions had been brewing in the city for weeks as the Zionist regime sought and continues to seek to expel Palestinian families from their homes in Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood and hand them over to Jewish settlers. Resistance groups in Gaza fired volleys of rockets towards Al-Quds that night after a warning from the leader of Hamas armed wing over attacks in the city went unheeded by the Zionist regime. The Zionist regime began striking northern Gaza where at least 20 Palestinians including 9 children were killed on that first day. The 11-day escalation ended with no decisive Israeli regime defeat against the resistance in Gaza, an automatic victory for the latter in the context of anti-colonial guerrilla warfare. The Zahiya doctrine hasn't achieved what the Zionist regime intends, though it has inflicted profound harm on targeted civilians. But so long as Palestinians rightly refuse to submit to the removal and replacement with foreign settlers, the Zionist regime as the colonizing power requires a horrendously violent policy like the Zahiya doctrine. That was admitted by the Haifa University demographer Aaron Sofer, a close advisor to the late Israeli regime Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, ahead of the latter's unilateral withdrawal of settlers from Gaza in 2005 and tightened blockade on the territory 2 years later. Sofer anticipated that Palestinians in Gaza, isolated and closed off, and with little other means of leveraging pressure on the Zionist regime, would rely on firing projectiles to resist what has become a medieval siege. We will tell the Palestinians that if a single missile is fired over the fence, we will fire 10 in response, and women and children will be killed and houses will be destroyed, Sofer explained. Anticipating the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, Sofer added, the pressure at the border will be awful. It's going to be a terrible war. So, if we want to remain alive, we will have to kill and kill and kill. All day, every day. This violence is necessary to guarantee a Jewish Zionist regime with an overwhelming majority of Jews, as Sofer thought. That is the logic underlining the Zionist regime's violence last May, when War Minister Benny Gantz warned that no person, area, or neighborhood in Gaza is immune. And so, 14 families lost 3 or more members when the Zionist regime bombed their homes.